So good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, Dave and I were just sharing how we're so delighted and happy to be here with you this week and offering support for your mindful journeys. It's just a real joy to be able to offer these instructions. And to be doing it in this way, which is a little bit different for us. Not so much, but a little bit different. If you've been to our retreats before, we're continually, you know, changing and refining things. So for those of you who have sat with us before, hopefully it'll feel fresh to you. So I wanted to begin by just reminding us all what we are coming into this retreat with, what conditioning, what momentum. We talk about, you know, this whole continuity of mindfulness thing. We talk about it in terms of momentum and shifting momentum. And I think we need to be aware of, recognize the conditions that we're beginning the retreat with, which for most of us is going to be not so much mindfulness, not so much mindfulness throughout the day. Maybe some of us here have a daily practice, but in general, we're pretty much living in team mind, team thinking versus team awareness. That's how I like to put it. We're pretty much living through our minds, and maybe we wake up to mindful moments throughout the day, have a practice. So there's a strong momentum that we're going to be working with that is going to be pulling us towards our minds, towards the, you may have already seen it already in this morning sit. This, and you'll be seeing it repeatedly throughout this day and days of being just sucked back to the mental content. Your plans, your remembrances, the random discursive thoughts. Because we are conditioned and we are in the habit of being in that perspective most of our lives, we have that momentum very strongly. So when we begin and we start to establish mindfulness every moment of the day, right, or, you know, as much as we can, this is the instruction, we're going to be faced with that. So it's good to remember that it's not you, it's not your fault. Every one of us is working with this situation, and it's just how conditions are. So maybe we could be easy about that. Maybe we could expect ourselves to drift and get lost and have to, the focus of the practice this first couple of days is a lot of bringing ourselves back, releasing back into presence, letting go of the grip that the mental content has on us, right? So that's how it's going to be. And so no problem. That's the practice. That's the form of the practice. So if we can just be easy and friendly and understanding about that, it really helps things along. Versus what we may feel coming up a lot, which is also quite normal, which is that we're failing, which is that we're not aware, we're mostly thinking, we're judging ourselves. And when you recognize that's happening, well, that's just what's happening right now. No problem. Let it go. Come back, you know? So we don't need to get all tied up in knots or go too far down the rabbit holes of self-criticism and judgment about the state, how much mindfulness we have right now, how much momentum. With each time we bring ourselves back, the momentum grows on its own. All you need to concern yourself with is the persistence and cultivating a skillful way of practicing, which we'll be talking about in different ways throughout the day. You don't need to worry about making that momentum by focusing really hard and trying to hold your awareness here and steady. Usually what we're holding is our attention. We're taking our attention and we're going sound, 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 I hear sound, I hear sound. It's so tight, right? We can just relax and just keep coming back, and that repetitive coming back, the momentum will build on its own. So you can trust that. And you're going to be, you know, lost in your thinking a lot during the retreat, and you're going to be more and more moments of presence. So that's how it'll be. A little bit of both, some of both. So I wanted to just define some terms before we go into this morning's guided practice. And I'll be using the hand puppets. So we have the mental function or process of awareness, right? We have awareness, that which is aware, that which is knowing what's happening when it's happening, awareness. And then awareness is aware of what we call objects. Objects. Awareness knows the object of sound, being aware of sound. When we're aware of sounds coming and going, our object is sound. The object can be anything. In our practice, the way we're going to be doing practice today, it's like the object is not as important as being aware, the awareness, right? So it doesn't really matter what you're aware of. You could be aware of anything in the five physical senses. Sound, smell, taste, body sensations is a big, really interesting object and a lot of range of stuff going on there. You can be aware of mind. In Buddhism, the sixth sense is the mind. So you could be aware of various processes of mind, although today we're going to be, and tomorrow too, we're going to be really more trying to get in our bodies and be paying more attention to the physical senses in today and tomorrow. Because we have this tendency to get caught up in our minds, right? So we'll use our bodies to sort of break that habit a little bit. And, you know, the object could be a more of a complex body-mind experience like emotions, and we'll get into that later in the week. But so the point being that what we want to be, to be able to build this momentum and sort of continuity of mindfulness is to just keep checking in to see whether we're aware. Whether we're aware. Am I aware right now? What am I aware of? And wherever attention goes, whatever it picks up is fine. You can be easy about the object. So now, we're not choosing, in other words, we're not doing what we sometimes will do at some of these retreats, which is choose a single object to focus on or make primary, very often the breathing sensations. You know, if you find that this more choiceless version, which is a very relaxed way of practicing, when we choose one object and we keep bringing our attention back to that object, it is both simple and brings tension into the systems, because we're like staring at that object, maybe. You know, we're like, okay. And we're also blocking out a lot. So it's like, just my breathing. We can bring in some tension. And so this form of practice is like, well, it doesn't really matter what the object is. I can just relax and let my natural awareness, because it's a natural function of mind, it's always there. You don't need to go looking for it. It's just there. Let that reveal that object, whatever it is in that moment. Maybe there's more than one. So awareness, knowing the object. In this morning's meditation, we'll cycle through some objects. So when we are applying effort to keep coming back to being aware of some object in the here and now, that effort is basically remembering. remembering to be aware, remembering to check in and see what am I aware of. The effort is mental. So that means you don't need to tighten or tense up your body with the effort of this practice. So we'll periodically, I'll guide us through period. We want us to periodically check in and see if any tension has arisen in the body with the effort of being aware. And relax that, soften that. And in that way, we won't get too tired in the practice. It's just an easy remembering to be aware, right? We keep forgetting and remembering. Forgetting and remembering. That's the practice. So we relax the body. Just come back into awareness. And we relax the mind. Which means seeing if we can let go of expectation. Seeing if we can just be aware of how is life expressing in this moment right now. That's really all we need. Everything we need to learn, all we need to awaken, to free ourselves from suffering is in this moment right now. It's nowhere out there or some better object or something. Whatever you're aware of is good in this moment right now. So that means we can relax our mind of projects, expectations, agendas, and we'll be working on that throughout. So that's a lifetime practice, how to relax the mind. So we'll start working with that today. The attitude of our practice. Relaxed, open, curious, interested, friendly. We have to cultivate that. Okay, I think that's enough talking. And we'll go through this guided practice, and then we'll have some time for questions. So, please find a posture. Maybe you want to just move your body a little bit. Stretch out any places of tension. Shake your shoulders. And then let's let everything drop into a posture that feels supportive and stable. If I speak at this level, can everybody hear me? Can anyone not hear me speaking at this level? Just raise your hand if it's too low. Okay. So closing your eyes gently, if that feels okay, if that brings anxiety in, or is uncomfortable, you can keep your eyes open and downcast, soft. And just letting yourself become aware of how life is expressing in this moment. And I'll ask a series of questions that can help you direct your attention to different objects. So first of all, let's turn toward the object of our body. All the myriad of sensations going on in our body right now. Is there any place in your body that feels tense? Tense or gripped? Let your attention go anywhere in response to that question. If you should find a place of tension, feel and sense those sensations and then see what you can do to soften that area. I like to use my out-breath as a tool in this releasing, softening process. It really helps. I send my out-breath into that place of tension to help the muscles release. Maybe taking a deep in-breath and a deep out-breath and letting go. Is there tension in your belly area? Is there any tension in your shoulders or neck? You can just let your shoulders drop. Is there tension in your throat? Is releasing your throat help your face release a little? Letting your jaw be soft. And eyes. Is there any tension in your eye area? How might you meet that with care, softening, friendliness? It's okay. Anywhere else that you feel tension in your body, attend to that place. Even now with this relaxed attention, as best as we can find right now, with the spirit of curiosity and exploration, we're going to see how life is right now for us through the various sense doors. Let's begin with the body because we're already there. Where is the strongest sensation in your body right now? Let your attention go somewhere, and you notice how your body is showing the answer to that question. And sense into these strong sensations for a bit, whether uncomfortable or comfortable. And is there a place in your body that feels discomfort right now? With that same attitude, see if you can surround that area of discomfort with your friendly attention. Is there any tension in this area of discomfort that you could soften? Is there an area of your body that feels good right now? Shifting attention away from the discomfort and starting to explore any areas that feel pleasant or okay, neutral. It's very natural for attention to be flitting around all over the place. It's fine. You can just sort of hold that flitting with friendliness and just gently ask yourself, where does my body feel good? And then let attention go to that place again, or a new place. And now let's shift to a different sense door. Let's try sound. So being aware of the object of sound, all the different sounds. And again, relaxing your face, your eyes, just letting the sounds come to you. Leaving sound, and let's come to the sense of taste, which might be kind of subtle, unless you've just eaten. And how about smell? Noticing with the subtle sense doors, how the mind has a tendency to wander. This is good to see. Moving to the visual sense doors, just even with your eyes closed, being aware of seeing the different shapes, light, color. Keep relaxing, keep softening your face. You're not looking for anything in particular. It's like settling back into the awareness that is knowing, seeing. And now coming to the sense door of mind. What's your mood right now? Does your mind feel dull or alert? Contracted, expansive. Notice how you can just see that information in a glimpse. Anything on your mind? For sure, you've already been thinking lots of thoughts. Just being aware of, recognizing those thoughts for a moment and meeting them with that same friendly attention, curious. How is life expressing through my mind right now? Now again, where is the strongest sensation in your body right now? Let's let go of the mind, come back to body. And from here, we're going to let go of the choosing, the intentional choosing of objects for an experiment with the anchoring principle being, am I aware? And so I'll sort of narrate with labels how that's working for me right now. So you can choose, it can be in any of the realms sort of favoring the body realms today? What am I aware of right now? There's tension in my eye sockets, like behind my eyes, pressure in my head. Sensations of breathing through my throat and nostrils. Settling of my belly in breathing. Lifting and sinking of the belly sensations. Sensations of my palms resting on my knees, warm. Mind relaxed. Eyes fluttering, eyelids. And so on. The attention being allowed to range through the various objects. This morning I feel like I want to favor my body, to ground my attention in my body and get present that way. And so I invite you for the next several minutes to practice quietly in this way, asking, what am I aware of right now? Letting your attention go to any of the physical senses, perhaps getting a glimpse of mind states. You can use labels to help bring you closer to really recognize and be with that experience. Or you can not use labels. You could experiment with that. Your attention may be flitting rapidly between objects. That's fine. You just be aware that that's happening. Or your attention may find a particular object and want to settle there for a while. Explore, watch it change. And that's great too. Every time you wake up from being lost in thinking, you can refresh your attention by saying, what am I aware of right now? You've woken up recognizing you're aware. What am I aware of? And let your attention go wherever. What are you aware of right now? If your attention has drifted, it's fine to be expected. Just refresh your attention. What are you aware of right now? Has any tension built up in your body, efforting to be aware? Periodically check in, see if any tension is built up, and soften. Aware of that process while you're doing it. Feeling the relief of letting go of the clenched muscles. What am I aware of? How is life expressing through my senses right now? And we mark the end of a practice period with three bells. See if you can hear each bell all the way through. When you open your eyes, what are you aware of? Continue the continuity even after the bell rings. We continue the practice even as we're getting up, going out to do our walking practice, which I'll describe in a minute. Very easy, very gentle, very persistent. Just keep coming back.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.